Rick, let's begin with a Pew Research Center survey on the state of American jobs.
Fascinating piece of work that's just recently been released by Pew. The state of American jobs, not surprisingly, shows that employment is growing faster in jobs that require higher levels of preparation, and they look back to 1980. And so over that 35-year period from 1980 to 2015, well, if you look at 1980, about half of jobs required average to above average skills. That was 49 million back in 1980. And at the same time, 50 million jobs, about the same, only required below average education or training. But if you look at the growth rate of the jobs requiring higher prep over that 35-year period, those jobs grew at 68%. They ended up at 83 million of them in 2015. However, jobs that only required below average education or training grew at less than half that rate. They only grew by 31%. So while they started in 1980 with slightly more jobs requiring lower training than requiring higher training, 50 million versus 49 million, by the time you got to 2015, fully 83 million jobs required above average education and job preparation, and only 65 required below average. And so that huge difference in growth rates has big implications for wage rates. And it's interesting, in the Pew survey, they pinpoint this change in job skills as one of the key reasons that some of the gender gap in wages is being erased.
There were a couple of things. Did they get specific on where the greatest employment growth is?
Well, they did. They looked at actually jobs by classification. And so they studied, as many of us do, Bureau of Labor Statistics data publicly available on job growth by industry. They also looked at job growth by occupation. And what they found was that the highest job growth, when they broke it out by characteristic of the job in terms of does it require social skills or analytical skills or simply manual or physical skills, what they found was that there is 83% job growth in occupations that require social skills. And so that was jobs, interpersonal communications, management sorts of jobs, a lot of those jobs in education and healthcare, a slightly slower growth rate in jobs that require analytical skills. And so here we think of all the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math jobs. But at the same time as those two categories of attributes of workers were growing at 83% and 77% over that 35-year period, it was essentially flat in terms of job growth for occupations that required primarily manual skills, physical skills, and we can think of most of the labor occupations as falling in those classifications. And so the reason that they concluded, they measured what's happening in the gender wage gap. Interestingly, in 1980, women on average made 65% of what men made. However, by 2015, that gap had narrowed. It had gone from 65% to 84%. And if you look at young people in the workforce, ones particularly going into areas that require social and analytical skills, and realize that today about 60% of students enrolled in universities are young women. And they are graduating with those social and analytical skills. And perhaps not surprisingly, the gender wage gap has shrunk the most by 2015 for women aged 25 to 34. They're now at 93% of the wage that men make.
Before we wrap up our conversation about this Pew Research Center survey, talk briefly about new trends when it comes to jobs and employment.
Interestingly, 5,000 adults surveyed about their view of the workforce. And to me, it was fascinating to read that only 16% of them think that a four-year degree prepares students very well for a well-paying job, a little bit of a disconnect with what the Bureau of Labor Statistics is telling us about the nature of occupational job growth, perhaps a disconnect there. University education getting more expensive, more student loan debt being incurred. But most people find that continuous training throughout the workforce career is essential. 54% of workers that they surveyed said it's absolutely essential that they continue to get on-the-job training and other training during their career, whereas only 12% of people said that continuous training throughout their career was not important. So big changes there in the trends towards need for education in the workforce, as well as the gender wage gap. I thought those results were fascinating.
Let's move on now to monthly job openings falling to an 8-month low in August.
Right. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, JOLTS as it's known, we were expecting a bigger job growth, rather growth in job openings, but it grew at 3.6%. Healthy, but again, a sign that the labor market, I think, is beginning to slow as we hit full employment. Full employment, that is the point at which you've got the most people employed that you can without generating additional inflationary pressures. Economists, the consensus is that that's around 4.8%. We're getting there. We're within a couple of tenths of a percent of that now. So it's not surprising to see that the growth rate in job openings has slowed to 3.6% on an annualized basis.
Let's move on now and come locally to the I-10 Wired event taking place this week.
That's right. We're just at the end of it now. It was Wednesday through Friday out at Pensacola Beach. And Wednesday, a job fair, 500 positions advertised. And interestingly, 90% of those required certificates as opposed to university degrees. Commissioner Underhill on the County Commission has been vigorously pushing for additional investment in the tech sector, and that's a lot of jobs that are available. It's a big conference. In addition to the keynote speakers, they're running 4 concurrent sessions. They ran them all day Thursday and then the first half of Friday. And they were looking at issues such as cybersecurity, intellectual property protection, drones, cloud computing, those sorts of things. And then I think one of the most interesting ones, Friday morning, Women in Tech, featuring Iman El Sheikh, the director of the UWF Cybersecurity Center, and then Michelle Horton from the UWF Innovation Institute. Closing keynote address, Kim Wilmus is the new executive director of Florida's Great Northwest, which is our 12-county regional economic development promotion association. And of course, Kim and her team are working with the Haas Center on a study funded by the U.S. Economic Development Administration. But her talk is Leveraging Technology Assets in Northwest Florida. So great conference, I-10 Wired. It gets bigger and better every year.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.